swan.
Thing, of course.
The Navy is literally just a cumsicle of boys on a boat. Like, no one who goes into the Navy doesn't think about fucking a dude. Oh, you have to think about it.
I watched, because I was fantasizing about having, like,
sex with the men in the Navy.
And then I was like, yeah, it would be weird a guy thinking about that stuff in bed by myself in the dark.
Yeah.
Just saying that out loud. Yeah, bitch. It'd be crazy if someone thought about that.
It's such a good bit that my mind just did on me.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
So I got to text everybody the thing I thought about when somebody else came up with that. But like how what I would want to see is like a highly fictionalized biographical film about Jerry Bruckheimer and Don Simpson. And then last night I watched an interview with both of them on Charlie Rose from 95.
Very nice.
Discussing Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
And Don Simpson is just gone. Just coked out of his
mind. He was like the biggest cokehead in Hollywood or something?
The biggest. And he's he is very charismatic.
Is he still alive?
But he's just, I mean, he looks like a Dick Tracy villain sitting there, and he keeps, you know, rubbing his nose, and he's like, you know, I'll tell you, the Bad Boys is why we go to the movies, and Crimson Tide is why we make movies. And that's the thing that, you know, and it's just all this, like, used car salesman, like, huckster bullshit.
He's probably grossed, like, $5 billion at the box
office. He's made so much money.
Like, but mega
hits. He would spend $60,000 a day on drugs.
Wait, what?
You can't put that much up your
He
nose.
Did. He has
probably shared
his,
it.
His autopsy has the record for most substances in a human body at time of death.
That's amazing.
He was on 22. He's dead. He was on 22 different drugs at the time of his death.
That rocks. Dick pills for sure.
Everything.
Yeah.
I don't think Dick Pills had come out yet. It was 96.
Nah, he had.
So that's that was right
that
when
was
Viagra.
Early Viagra.
A guy like that.
He was
like
testing phase.
Drop.
He was ahead of where we were. Like, the military is 20 years ahead of technology.
Yeah.
Guy like that's 20 Simpson. Years ahead. Don Simpson.
Cialis in 1972.
They watch a clip of Crimson Tide, and it's just the interaction between Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington. And the clip ends, and Charlie Rose is already looking at Don, who's, like, fidgeting in his seat, and he's, like, all pumped about it. He's like, well, what are you doing? You've already seen this. And he's like, I just love it. I love watching people. I love watch global masters of their craft.
Oh, great.
Really.
Have you seen the new Master Seat class where, like, Judd Apatow teaches comedy? And
no.
Insane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, people
How to make
are,
electronic music.
Yeah, it's like
movies.
People, it's like Martin Scorsese. Like, going to teach you movies if you just pay. You know. Yeah.
It's cost you $400. You'll watch.
That would have been great. A Don Simpson masterclass.
Yeah.
Coke to his face, you know? That would have been the one. That would have been the one to pay for.
Oh, my God. The people. Talk about the pedophilia he did, probably. Yeah.
Well, he didn't even know.
I don't think Don Simpson was a pedophile.
No, don't take all of our heroes.
Yeah.
Don't take everyone. Leave somebody.
His dick was probably so shriveled from the fucking
I think he was a guy that, like, bought prostitutes and had them piss on him and call him a faggot.
Yeah. I think you're right. Like, I think you're right.
He's like, he's attracted to women, but he wants them to, like, degrade him. And not even because he was into it. He's just like, what's next? Let's make a picture.
Yeah.
I heard that Weinstein, like, what his move was just asking to eat puss.
Yeah.
Because, like, apparently
that doesn't sound
his dick
bad.
Was, like, so broken. Mm-hmm.
That's that stop.
He would just get young
that's
actresses to go to his hotel and eat their pussies.
And my dick is working fine.
That's the nicest way to rape somebody
barging into Rosario Dawson's hotel room.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I'm cute. I'm charming.
Let me eat your pussy.
Eating her pussy. And then we have to be like, look, all the signs were there. We knew what he was doing, but we didn't know.
It's the strangest way to get raped.
Everyone knew exactly what he was doing, but we didn't care to do anything.
Right. Maybe that's what they were saying. They were like, yeah, well, he's only eating puss, so we can't blow the whistle on him.
These women are coming. They're coming during their rape. So
how selfish could they be?
Yeah, maybe that's why the women didn't report it. They're like, I was coming.
I was actually
having an orgasm.
Yeah, actually, ma'am, we have a video of you coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's why he probably ate pussy with a GoPro on.
Yeah.
So he has all the tapes.
What'll happen
like
to
a police
like
body cam?
Yeah, like a police. Let's see the Harvey Weinstein GoPro footage.
I'll tell you what, guys.
If Harvey Weinstein wanted his dick to work, he should probably take Blue Chew.
That's right. He should.
It's kind of a wasted bit at the live show, but we were doing. Yeah. Stav was complaining about Jim Carrey's Dr. Robotnik, and we thought maybe Philip Seymour Hoffman would be better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely would be better.
We riffed that one out, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Why don't you give people a couple choice lines?
I can't even.
You can't?
No.
I can't remember the meme.
Something about his
mostly,
car.
Yeah.
I fucking love you, Sonic.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. He tries to suck off Sonic by the Camaro.
Was he on heroin all the time?
All the time.
All the time, man.
I think he got
the fuck are the Chaos
years.
Emeralds?
Yeah. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh was taking like, I think it was 40 Oxycontin a day or something. Yeah. 38 Oxycontin.
Damn, respect.
A day.
Yeah.
Damn.
God, what a fucking dude.
Legend.
That's awesome. That's
ladies
fucking
gentlemen,
awesome.
Just so.
Dude, you got to watch that interview with Don Siegel and or Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it when I get home.
Don Simpson is just so funny. He's just such a funny guy. I wish there was more content of him being interviewed and asked about.
Yeah, he should have been on camera. He shouldn't have been behind the scenes.
Well, he moved to L.A. to be an actor.
Oh, shit.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, and that's then he great. Got a job at Paramount and worked his way up to being VP of production. And then
just couldn't stop making hits.
Well, he was a VP of production at Paramount, and then he left to be partners with Bruckheimer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they did fucking...
Top Gun,
Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the other...
Actually, they very well may have raped Tom Cruise.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the way...
He was
the
so
way,
vulnerable
the
and
way,
cute back in those days.
The way they talk, it really... doesn't seem like they know why that's bad.
Right.
Right.
And, you know,
and that excuses it.
At a certain point,
he's like, they'll sit there and they'll both like go back and forth. And Bruckheimer can't control his face. He keeps like, he'll say things and then just like end with this like weird smile.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, and he doesn't know where the smile should be going.
Yeah.
And like, they go back and forth, and I could totally see them being like, it's not that we raped Tom so much, it's that we both love actors. We love acting. We love the process of acting. And we really try to surround ourselves with people that I wouldn't say vulnerable per se, although the argument could be made. It's that that they express a sort of willingness to be malleable, to form themselves in any way, shape, or form that can become anything, even a vagina. And that's sort of the mentality that we go into when we make pictures, and we love making pictures, and that's why we do this. And it's like they're just both fucking insane.
Yeah,
you know.
But that's who you need.
Yeah,
you need people
hits,
like that.
Dude.
You need coked out people
certified
that
hits.
Don't know
yeah.
if they're raping people or if this is part of the process.
That's how Me Too is ruining Hollywood.
So true, Adam. Go
they're
off
kicking
about
all
that.
Those. They're kicking the true creative. Executives out
see,
of
see Adam's
power.
Being ironic now,
it's,
but what he's
it's
going to
be all
true.
Lesbians.
What Adam's saying has
it's
some
gonna
real merit.
It's
going to
be all lesbians,
and what Adam's trying to do, of course, is be this ironic, you know,
and lesbians don't
you
know
enlightened
good
communists.
Movies.
But the reality is, we're kicking out a lot of fucking characters. Let's just call them what they are. They're characters.
It's true.
They're wacky, kooky guys.
They're kooky, wacky characters. You know.
Yeah,
they tried to call the cops on Weinstein. A bunch of times, and then they said, oh, what did he do? He just ate my pussy. And they're like, well, that's not... That.
The cops were like, well, you're a lucky
well,
woman.
Congratulations,
and they sent her home.
They're like, we love what you're. We love Pulp Fiction, Mr. Weinstein.
Yeah, then they came and they ate her pussy.
That's probably happened, actually.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's crazy because it's like, you're probably right. I mean, Simpson probably, because even in that interview, Harvey Weinstein comes up. And it's so funny, too, because Charlie Rose is the other guy at the table.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Jerry Bruckheimer, Don
just a
Simpson.
Rape round table.
And then Charlie Rose
the
being
most
like,
distinguished rapist
he goes,
of them all.
Yeah, he goes, you know, Harvey Weinstein told me that, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then Don Simpson goes, well, he's a very smart man. Yeah. You know, that man has a high degree of intelligence in a way that I think many people can't really appreciate, per se. You know, he's like just always like everything. He just has to like add these little like stingers to every sentence. And then he's always doing this weird shit with his eyes, you know.
Yeah.
And then he'll like say something. And then, he, you know, he's just fidgeting. He's just sitting just going. He's just like such a coke guy.
So it's good to see somebody coked out or drugged up and at the top of their game.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's sweating and he's like
beautiful.
Tanned and he's been in that mode. Like, it's fucking, it's like, you know, that guy was just going from like 1970 until the minute his fucking heart exploded.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, great. I'm going to, you know what? Hold that thought. I'm going to get on the phone with him right now. Bob, it's Don. I got good news. Let's talk. And that just never stops.
He just keeps winning, too.
He just.
There's no like sense of like, I'm never going to lose. Like, I'm on top of the world.
Yeah. Cause they had, Days of Thunder was kind of a flop. I mean, not really, but, yeah. you know, it just didn't do as well as they thought it was going to. And then they had, like, a five-picture deal with, I think, Paramount, actually, in 1990. It was, like, a $300 million five-picture deal. And then the first one that they made was, like failure, you know. And after that, like, they had, like, mutual, like, they had an argument. Maybe it was Days of Thunder. I can't remember what the first one was, but they had a falling out, and then, like, the studio blamed them for overspending. They blamed the studio for rushing the production schedule, and then it was like, let's just part ways. And then they went over to Disney, and that's where they, you know, had, like, the last string of hits.
Which was Bad Boys?
Bad Boys and Crimson Tide, and I don't know why I'm having trouble remembering, you know, what the third one
Bruckheimer did the Pirates movies, but Don Simpson was probably...
He died in 1996.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died before this fucking...
The Rock.
This town
changed. The Rock. The Rock was the last movie they did together.
Ooh, that's a
and
banger.
They were having a falling out at the time. Like, that was, like, that was going to be the last movie they did together, and then...
That was a crazy time to be a guy like that.
Yeah.
A guy like that now has to be a lot more cautious than a guy like that would have had to be in the 90s.
Yeah, you have, like, crisis...
80s and 90s was just, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, the 80s in particular... Yeah. And I, you know, like, we've talked about it before, but it's, like, it's funny because Hollywood only understands, like, the superficial.
Right.
There's, like, been very brief periods where Hollywood at large really has any kind of, like, substance to it.
Sure.
And I think, like, you know, you like, you have to, like, go in understanding that all boomers are narcissists. They're, at the time, probably the first narcissistic generation, like,
yeah.
you know, as a whole. And that expressed itself coming out of, like, the 1950s with, like, the countercultural movement or whatever. All of these, like, Eastern ideas, Eastern, like, philosophies, yeah. New Age stuff imported into the, like, the West, and sort of done it in, like, it happened in, like, a bastardized way.
Yeah, it was all about me.
It's all about me, rather than, like,
my
journey, the dissolution of self or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's about, let's build that up.
Yeah, build it up and hyper focus on it, and then elevate yourself to the level of, like, a fucking god. So the transcendence becomes you yourself is transcended, rather than, like.
And so, those movies, like The Less Than Zeros, those movies about, like, Hollywood, even in, like, in the 80s and the 90s, are some of the best movies, because it's like every character is that.
Well, it's it grows out of, like, again, like, boomers experiencing that countercultural revolution, but then not integrating it the proper way and thinking that free love means debauchery, doing whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
Like, boundless, like, to the extent that everyone gets AIDS, we're all just going to fuck as much as we want. We're going to fuck as much as I want.
Right.
And, like, a lot of that is reflected in, like, you know, in what Hollywood was doing in the 1980s. Including their actions. I mean, like, I've said before, I think, like, partially some of that is kind of what set the stage for what really became a huge problem with pedophilia in Hollywood in the 1980s, is that they're like, of course we can fuck kids. Why can't we, you know?
There was, like, a hedonism
to it. Yeah, it's like, yes, exactly. It's just this unbridled hedonism that's supported by, you know, the intersection of just people being entirely self-interested and also misunderstanding, like, their own free love.
And also it being, like, an artistic... like field, right? Like that they're making movies, that they're making art.
So it's like one pedophile getting a pang of, like, conscience, and another guy just looking at him and going, like, we're in an artistic field. Like, this is a field.
This is what art is.
I don't know why.
What's really telling of that mentality is you read the description of, like, and it's all just tabloid stuff and blind items, but the description of Charlie Sheen raping Corey Haim.
Jeez.
And the way he describes it is he convinced him, and he's like, this is just what guys do. Like, actors do this with each other or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Sheen was, like, 19 at the time, and it's like, well,
Corey Haim was how old?
I don't know, 13. So, but, you know, Charlie Sheen probably got turned out.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, my theory always was that Martin Sheen, who, like, came over from the Catholic Church into Hollywood, probably brought that all over in from the church.
Martin Sheen was patient zero.
I'm going crazy.
Yeah. No, so Martin, because I'm trying to follow this, because I think this is real good.
The cadence of how you said that is like, oh,
I want to have something to talk to.
Yeah.
The people that come to Laugh Boston, I want to have something to talk to them about after the show. Martin Sheen fucked Charlie Sheen into being a pedophile with AIDS.
Well, that's why Emilio kept his last name.
Because he didn't get fucked.
Because he didn't want to be part of that.
Emilio was hot. I would have rather fucked Emilio. Maybe not.
This is all what I legitimately believe.
Right.
These are all my personal
There's something
beliefs.
With the Sheen family that's off.
No, they're weird, dude.
Yeah.
Watch Badlands and watch how much Martin Sheen enjoys.
Did you watch that open secret thing and all that stuff?
Why is it that Martin Sheen is not convincing in any other role except that one? Or West Wing, where he plays an elite.
Jedediah Bartlett?
Yeah, where he plays a democratic elite that rapes children. You know? Why are those his two best roles?
Interesting.
You know? It's not confirmation bias.
No.
It's not me thinking these things and then watching those two movies specifically.
And being like, yes.
And being like, I knew.
Proof.
Yeah.
I think you're a sober-minded, rational guy. Yeah. Especially about this issue and Hollywood. I don't think you're coming to it with your own Tim thing.
You know, it's so funny. It's because I look at Don Simpson and his mannerisms and see how like fucked up he is, and I'm like, oh, that's basically me. Yeah. I'm just not raping people.
Right.
And it's a billionaire.
We'll give yourself some time, man. And yeah,
what if you get a nice...
I don't know. It's kind of endearing. I've just enjoyed with that. You got to watch that video.
I'll watch
it. He's so sweaty and greasy and he's got this tiny little ponytail and this double.
He's exactly what 1990 Hollywood is.
Oh yeah.
He probably drove a little Porsche.
Yeah.
Big house in the hills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always fuck big cell phone.
Yeah.
Coked out of his face.
Yeah.
Great.
I'll tell you, we love making pictures.
That was a great. That business is amazing.
There was actually one scene because you watch Real Masters. This is what he says. He goes, "You watch Real Masters. Guys like Washington and Hackman work with each other. And the thing is actors will watch the director and they get a sense of like he's going to want 10, he's going to want 6, he's going to want 3. Some directors will get in, they'll do 3 takes, so the actor will save their best for the third. But Gene and Denzel, they know Tony and they know Tony likes just about 6." So you can see them holding on, waiting, and they say 6, boom, this is it. This is the one we're going to do. And that's where they bring it and it really comes out. And, you know, the respect for each other, the mutual respect, you can really tell in the moment. You don't know if you have a good picture, but you can tell in the moment that the picture's working for you. You know, and it's just like,
wild.
Just going off. He's like,
there's something beautiful about a guy that's so into it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, he loves making movies.
Yeah.
If it was like, you know, not if it was just was something other than movies and maybe like, doing brain surgery on children
like coming
with cancer.
Up with cures or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Then he would be a good guy. I mean, but you can't confuse like.
Just love these pedophiles talking passion. About things like that. Just be like, when the kid holds his hand for the first time, the strength of that handshake.
You know
that the relationship is working for you. You don't know if it's going to be a good fuck, but you know it's working for you.
You don't know if it's a good picture or not, but you do know you have chemistry there.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, there's a moment there, cameras aren't rolling, the scene cuts, and Denzel says, man, this man. That man knows how to act. And Hackman looks at him and goes, just like you. And it was a moment you could have scripted it. It seems like it came out of the movie. And it's like, just no, you were on massive amounts of cocaine.
Yeah. They did not even speak to each other.
And just a casual interaction between two people, you turned into some significant moment of actors.
But what a great life.
Yeah.
Just sitting there in the director's chair, coked out of your skull.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watching things. And then
not directing, as a producer.
Right, not even direct.
He's just sitting there watching monitors going, this is fucking great.
Yeah, with the headphones
and shoving shrimp in his mouth.
Yeah. And not tasting it because his mouth is numb.
Yeah.
That rules, dude.
Yeah.
But a producer... How is that even a job?
You know what? You think that because outside of the entertainment industry, you're like, who are all these fucking people? And then you get on a film set and you're like, oh, everyone's absolutely essential.
Yeah.
But like, the job is to just, you make sure all
there's
the
different
there.
Kinds of producers.
There's a lot of different kinds of producers.
So what are
So an
they?
Executive producer is like a money guy. And then
they got to secure funding.
You want to go ahead and describe the entertainment industry?
I can tell you how it works. Yes, how it works. My uncle is this type of producer. My cousin.
There's like people that do scouting locations.
Those are all producers.
Yeah, or
why
maybe that's a location scout.
The guy who produced my pilot, Anthony Bourdain, was very essential.
Yeah.
And then he hung himself. So that was a real problem for us going forward, is that the producer was found in a bathroom 48 hours after we signed
Paris.
The deal.
Yeah.
And then me and Nick were left with the people who didn't kill themselves.
Yeah.
For
the
a month.
Non-essential.
I'm not going to say the guy's name, but that direct.
Yeah, that was not. It was not great.
Yeah.
But... So sometimes you do want them at least alive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're right.
You know,
it was so hard to sit in that room.
Me and Nick were like, we were just asking questions, like normal questions and normal things. And the guy was asking, like, we were asking for like, like $100 million budget. Like, we were like, why didn't you do like a drone shot? Is there any like drone? And the guy's like, well, I would have set up a drone, like, because it's about a tour bus. So, like, you just get any drone shot. Guy's like, that would have taken like the whole day. To
like,
do
any
shot.
Of these clips have sound?
Right.
And he's like,
oh, he's like, oh, we're gonna play this game again. You want to hear the clip?
Yeah. I mean,
and then Nick fucking nailed it, because these guys all traveled around the world with Bourdain.
Yeah.
And Nick said something where he's like, yeah, these people all think having dessert is a subversive act. And literally right after Nick said that, this fucking idiot walked in. I swear to Christ. He goes, yeah, we were in Angola during the Civil War. And it's like, and I looked at him, I go, doing what, having soup? Who gives a fuck?
Right,
yeah.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. No, and then, you know, everything he said was, first of all, he spends the entire time sitting there trying to find new ways to cross his legs.
Right, right. Just trying to prove he didn't have a car.
Right.
That's all, that was the whole day.
How hard can he twist his legs like a fucking Twizzler to show you how comfortable he is?
And Nick would pitch things that were amazing, like they were really great, and this, everything Nick would say, this guy would give some version of like, it's going to be too much. Mm-hmm. It's going to be too difficult, you know? Yeah.
I mean, where is that? Well, I guess we could talk off mic.
Well, I mean, it's where they're gonna, they've, a bunch of Daily Show editors have recut it. It is now a nightmare horror. Yeah. It is. I mean, it is, dude. I didn't even know you could make something so. But like, all these stories about pilots and shit are all true. Like, you'll look at something and you're like, I didn't even know you could do that with this.
But you want to talk about producing, and it's like a project like that is where, like, it's absolutely essential that you have at least one guy who is like a fucking master, you know, preferably a couple of them that can be in your ear while you go shoot it, making sure that, like, you're extracting as much comedy as possible from, like, the event.
Dude,
you
can't, 100%.
You don't go out there with, like, a guy who directed, like, you know, we're going to fucking Vietnam to try cheese made out of piss.
Yeah. No, it was rough. And we also shot it on a day when it was 98 degrees, and that's just not the move for that particular shoot. Yeah. We should have just pushed it back 2 weeks.
And it's a shame, because there's a lot of, like, really funny shit in that.
Yeah, there is some really funny stuff. Well, Comedy Central now loves the version that I do not like.
Oh, really?
They're like, we kind of like it.
Uh-huh.
And because Comedy Central, essentially the pitch for the show was, like, it's really no more. Like, I'm giving a tour at the end of the,
Is there any way to just lean into that, get them to have it go to series?
Well, listen, I'm trying.
Fix it in 101.
Yeah, I'm 100% trying to.
Here's
love
the
opportunity.
Is, I love making unscripted comedy.
It's just great.
It's the greatest feeling in the world. And I tell you, when I watch some of my favorite comedians, really global masters in the crowd, it reminds me exactly of why I got into this business.
Yeah.
I love Don Simpson.
Well, see, I wish we had Don Simpson on this fucking.
Dude, here's the thing. If I could have, like, worked with that guy.
Yeah.
Despite knowing that he's probably responsible for however bad you think Harvey Weinstein is, sure you, this guy was, like, just off the charts. But I would have loved to look at that man and have him say, great fucking job.
That would have been great.
That would be the greatest feeling in the world, if a guy like Don Simpson told you were good at your job.
you would just get in that car.
You just want a father figure you respect?
No, it's not that he's a father figure. It's that, like, he's just like an enthusiastic guy that loves to be pleased, and he knows what works for him. So if you can make a guy like that be like, fuck yeah. I mean, you know
he's not,
there's certain people you like.
Everyone excited.
Yeah, certain people you like to please.
Yeah.
Right.
Like in a work situation.
Right.
Right.
And he's like that guy.
Yeah.
There are some other types.
Like, Bourdain would have been a nice guy to please, but he decided to hang himself in a bathroom.